by American Public Media and Krista Tippett's new book, Speaking of Faith, the Book, A Chronicle of Religion in Our Time, in bookstores now.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 8th of April, 2007. Easter Sunday in the Christian Church, commemorating Jesus' resurrection from the dead, as described in the 16th chapter of the Gospel of Mark, one of the few floating holidays in the calendar year based on the cycles of the moon. Jesus was said to have risen from the dead on the first Sunday after the first full moon of spring, and so Easter can come as early as March the 22nd and as late as April the 25th. The word Easter comes from an ancient pagan goddess worshipped by Anglo-Saxons named Estra, who, according to legend, saved a bird whose wings had frozen during the winter, saved it by turning it into a rabbit. But because it had once been a bird, it could still lay eggs, and so that rabbit became the Easter Bunny. People have been giving each other decorated eggs at Easter as far back as the 11th century. It was on this day in 1935 Congress approved the Works Progress Administration to create jobs during the Great Depression, a program that included the Federal Writers Project, which employed writers who were on hard times, who were unemployed. John Cheever worked for it, Saul Bellow, Ralph Ellison, Kenneth Rexroth, Studs Terkel, Richard Wright, Eudora Welty, Nelson Algren, and many others. They set out to write guidebooks about every state in the country, exploring the territories, uncovering facts, learning about the history and traditions of even the tiniest towns and villages. John Steinbeck described the WPA guidebooks as the most comprehensive account of the United States ever got together. It's the birthday of the novelist Barbara Kingsolver, born in Annapolis, 1955, grew up in rural Kentucky. Went off to college, majored in biology. She was working on her PhD thesis on the social lives of termites when she decided to give up the idea of a career in science and become a writer instead. She started writing short stories in her spare time, and then a novel, The Bean Trees, about a woman from rural Kentucky who leaves home so she won't get stuck in a boring, dead-end life. It was a huge success, and she's gone on to write many more novels, including The Poisonwood Bible, about the wife and four daughters of an evangelical Baptist minister who go as missionaries to the Belgian Congo in 1959. It's the birthday of Seymour Hersh, born in Chicago, 1937, majored in history at the University of Chicago, went to work at the Chicago City News Bureau. In the late 60s, he broke the story of the My Lai massacre in Vietnam and won a Pulitzer Prize for his book on the subject. Since 9/11, Seymour Hersh has been writing for The New Yorker magazine. Seymour Hersh, who said, "I don't make deals, I don't party and drink with sources, and I don't play a game of leaks. I read, I listen, I squirrel information. It's fun." Here's a poem for today by George Herbert entitled Easter Wings. Lord, who createdst man in wealth and store, though foolishly he lost the same, decaying more and more till he became most poor, with thee, O let me rise as larks harmoniously and sing this day thy victories. Then shall the fall further the flight in me. My tender age in sorrow did begin, and still with sicknesses and shame. Thou didst so punish sin that I became most thin. With thee let me combine and feel thy victory, for if I imp my wing on thine, affliction shall advance the flight in me. Easter Wings by George Herbert. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, sponsor of American Life and Poetry, bringing poetry to newspaper readers across the country. You can find it online at AmericanLifeAndPoetry.org. Produced by Robert McGinley Myers. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.